Fairway of Secrets. The faded sign read Northern Pines Municipal Golf Course, though no one could remember seeing a pine tree in years. Located in a remote pocket of Northern Ontario, the course had once been the crown jewel of the community. Now, it was a place where faded dreams and forgotten people lingered in the rough. The general manager, Harve Grundy, had run the place with an iron fist for as long as anyone could remember. His sharp gray suit stood out against the worn-down clubhouse, but it was the icy glint in his eyes that kept everyone in line. Harve had bigger plans for Northern Pines, though none of them involved golf. Developers whispered in his ear, and rumors swirled about a big sale that would turn the course into luxury condos. The only problem? Not everyone was on board. At the center of the resistance was Hacker Olden, the course's eccentric teaching professional. Hacker had the air of someone who belonged to a different era entirely, with his plaid knickers, a collection of ancient golf clubs, and a philosophy of life that centered around the spirit of the game. He also had a habit of wandering into metaphysical tangents during his lessons, leaving his students more confused about life than their swing. But the strangest character on the course was Chef Antoine, the mysterious cook who served burgers that were so good people swore they were magical. He rarely spoke, but when he did, it was always something cryptic. The heart of the beef is like the heart of a man, you never know what it's hiding. Antoine had a past no one could quite figure out, and while there were whispers about his time in the French Foreign Legion, others swore he was hiding from something more dangerous. The oddball cast was completed by the Bag Shop crew, a ragtag group of misfits who had seen better days but had personalities larger than life. Big Frank, the local conspiracy theorist, swore the ninth hole was haunted by the ghost of a legendary golfer who'd lost the championship in 1976. Teddy, who'd once been on the NOGA tour before blowing out his knee, could still read a green like nobody's business. And then there was Maya, a quiet, sharp-eyed girl who seemed too smart for the place but spent her summers cleaning golf carts, saving up for college, and trying to avoid her increasingly complicated love life. You see, Maya was caught in the middle of a love triangle between Teddy, who had been her mentor, and Hacker, who had become something of a father figure. Teddy was the practical choice, rugged and reliable. But Hacker's odd charm and quirky wisdom had won over her heart, even if he had no idea. Hacker's mind was usually more focused on keeping the course afloat, and out of Harve Grundy's hands, than anything resembling romance. One muggy afternoon, as storm clouds gathered on the horizon, Harve called a meeting at the clubhouse. The air inside was thick with the scent of rain and tension as he stood at the head of the table, his cold eyes scanning the room. "Let's cut to the chase," Harve said, his voice sharp. "Northern Pines is a relic, and it's time to move on. The deal's nearly done. You've all had your fun, but it's time for progress. By next spring, this place will be a luxury development." Hacker shot to his feet, his plaid knickers swishing dramatically. "Progress? You call destroying history progress? This course is more than grass and holes. It's a piece of this town's soul." "Ah, the soul," Harve sneered. "Tell me, Hacker, can the soul pay the bills? Can it fix the broken water mains and the crumbling greens?" "Maybe not," Hacker replied, his voice quieter now. "But the heart of this place beats on. It's more than just a business." Maya stood quietly in the back, her mind racing. The course was more than a place to work for her too, it was where she'd learn patience, discipline, and the value of planning ahead, as Hacker always preached. But something didn't add up. Harve's urgency to sell, his shady meetings with developers, there was more to this deal than just condos. Later that night, Maya snuck into Harve's office, using the spare key Hacker had once given her. She rifled through his files, and there, hidden beneath stacks of paperwork, was a map. Not of the course, but of something below it, a network of tunnels. The course's murky history, long whispered about by the old-timers, wasn't just a myth. During the 1930s, the land had been used for mining, and those tunnels, still intact, were rumored to contain a fortune in gold. The next morning, Maya confronted Hacker with what she'd found. Harv isn't just selling the course for condos. He's after the gold. Hacker's eyes widened. I always knew there was something buried here, but gold. As Hacker, Teddy, and Maya formed a plan to stop Harv, they realized they needed more help. That's when Big Frank, the conspiracy-loving bag shop guy, stepped in. I told you. I told you the ninth hole was haunted. The ghosts trying to protect the treasure. The plan was simple, expose Harv's true motives at the next town council meeting and block the sale. But Harv was no fool, and when the meeting day arrived, Hacker, Maya, and Teddy found themselves cornered. That's when Chef Antoine unexpectedly appeared, with a letter from his past that proved Harv had been involved in shady deals all over Northern Ontario. With Harv's corruption exposed and the treasure beneath the course confirmed, Northern Pines was saved, for now. As the course continued its slow return to glory, Hacker, Maya, and Teddy found themselves in an odd but comfortable balance. Hacker's advice to plan ahead had never rung truer. In the end, the course remained a refuge for the oddballs, eccentrics, and dreamers, a place where the past, no matter how murky, held the promise of an unexpected grace.